I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, it is a reaction Monday. And we didn't have the Texans, but we did have one hell of a weekend in college football. We had one hell of a weekend in the NFL. Hell, we had a heck of a weekend with Major League Baseball and this with the playoff action, or really the Seattle Mariners, and kind of how they went about winning the ALDS and game one of the ALCS. In about 50 hours worth of time, they went 15 innings in the ALDS and then 9 innings in the ALCS, and somehow would they give up one run, which was a bomb by George Springer in game one. So wild weekend on several fronts, but I do want to take a moment here to update everybody on what went on in the division, or what's going on in the division where the Texans, the Houston Texans, reside. And there's some really good and some really bad. And then Jacksonville falls somewhere in between. So on the weekend where the Texans have the off week, the Tennessee Titans, they lay an egg and lose to the Raiders in embarrassing fashion. And the breaking news of today is that the Tennessee Titans have fired head coach Brian Callahan less than 1.5 years as the head coach. What would I say it was earlier? 23 games? 4-19?
4-19.
4-19, 23 games. They part ways with their head coach. And so Tennessee is obviously dysfunctional and getting more and more dysfunctional as we speak. So that's what's going on in Nashville. And then you had the two teams that are currently above the Texans in the standings, the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Indianapolis Colts. Let's start with the Jacksonville Jaguars. They lose at home 20-12 to the Seattle Seahawks. So what does it matter? Well, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they fall to 4-2, just generally speaking, for their record. But I think that the interesting point here is that they played Seattle, who is the team that we're going to see the Texans play next, which is Monday Night Football next weekend. Mm-hmm. The Seattle Seahawks are also 4-2. This is a really good, not great, but a really good NFC team thus far, 6 games into the season. They're good on offense. They're good on defense. And, in fact, I think the biggest thing to report here to the fan base of the Houston Texans is how good Seattle actually is and was on the defensive side of the football, Sean.
Yeah.
I know they had 7 sacks, and that was a big part of the game. Their ability to get after Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback, was played big in this game. I know you've got bigger numbers than just the sack numbers, but it was a long day for Trevor Lawrence.
They pressured Trevor Lawrence on his dropbacks 79% of the time.
That's a big number.
That is 33 pressures out of the 42 dropbacks. That's wild, man.
Yeah, that's a rough day at the office.
And no, they hit him 16 times.
Yeah.
With those 7 sacks, they hit him, 9 more times. Yeah. And that's got to be like a little concerning, just to say the least, if you're the Texans.
Yeah, I think that's the whole reason of bringing it up is right coming into this game. I mean, Seattle's a good defense, and at one point, I don't know where they rank right now, but at one point they were one of the top five or six defenses from a scoring defense perspective. They gave up 12, and so I got to believe that they're somewhere still in good shape from a scoring defense perspective. But if you really look into what they were able to do this past weekend was really get after the quarterback. And here in Houston, while I believe that my bigger concerns have moved on beyond the offensive line, but I don't want to get too far ahead of myself in thinking that this offensive line and really the overall pass protection of C.J. Stroud can't quickly become a problem as the opponents improve and get better mm-hmm. as the schedule goes on. So the fact that Seattle was able to sack was able to sack Trevor Lawrence 7 times, pressure him 33 times. Would you say hit him 16 times?
Yeah.
All on 42 attempts. That could be rough for the Texans. Now, the Seattle Seahawks, I believe, got up in this game and were able to Jacksonville was kind of having to play catch up late in the game kind of deal, or in the second half of the game, if I remember correctly. And so there were maybe there were additional opportunities there, and Seattle just pinned their ears back. But nonetheless, the ability to pressure the quarterback is something that could be a problem for the Texans next Monday night.
Yeah, they were up 20-6 going into the fourth quarter. There you go. The Seahawks were. And, you know, the other thing, you know, if we flip this around, so we're going to be a little concerned about what the Texans' offensive line is going to look like and the offense in general against better opponents going forward, because much as we want to believe this team has maybe turned a corner, okay, look, the Ravens still lost their ass again this weekend to the Rams, okay, by 2 scores.
Scored 3 points, didn't
we? We know for a fact they suck, okay? That's confirmed. They're dead in the water. But
and the Titans fired their coach, so they're dead in the water.
And the Titans fired their coach. You thought they were going to be, you know, that he was going to be done for. It was a question of, you know,
when, not if.
But Seattle's quarterback, Sam Darnold, had a really nice day again, threw for almost 300 yards, couple of scores. He was only sacked 1 time and hit 4 times. So how good Seattle's offensive line is and just their scheme in general, I'd have to imagine. I didn't get a chance to watch a lot of that game, check into it every once in a while, but I would imagine they're probably trying to do with Darnold what Nick Cayley's trying to do and has been able to do the last 2 weeks with C.J. Stroud, and that's create higher tempo, get the ball out quickly. Yeah. When you're not, you know, very confident in your offensive line, or you need to do some things to help them out, get the ball in and out and try to move the ball that way. Stick with the run game. The Seahawks have obviously done a pretty good job of that.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That so far this season, I want to know how geared up this Texans defense is going to be, you know, against, I would have to say, an above average offensive line, an above average offense in Seattle, an already very difficult place to play on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, it's going to be again another measuring stick game of I feel like you're closer to the top half of the league than you are the bottom half of the league. Your football product looks to be a good product.
This is the measuring stick game, right?
Yeah, so far, absolutely. So we'll see. On the other side of that, the Indianapolis Colts, they beat Arizona 31-27, and they are now 5-1 atop the AFC. Overall atop the AFC, and I'm going to guess as they were the high-scoring offense in the AFC, scoring 31 points. I believe that was right at their average, if not above their average, that they're still the high-scoring offense in the AFC. And they're sitting at 5-1, and I think the biggest thing for the Colts right now is they're using Jonathan Taylor the way I thought they would use Jonathan Taylor, or that you would think that they would use Jonathan Taylor. He's a leading rusher in football right now. He's averaging over 100 yards a game. He's got over 600 yards rushing total. He's got 7 touchdowns, 22 catches, and a touchdown through the air. Jonathan Taylor is the workhorse back that we've seen him before in Indianapolis. Kind of disappeared for a couple of years due to injury and probably some contract frustrations. Daniel Jones also, I'm going to be honest with you. The more I hear people talk about, Daniel Jones is going to just Daniel Jones. He'll be back to who he was. I'm like, man, y'all are crazy. I mean, Daniel Jones was in a bad organization with no support, with an owner that came out and literally said, we did everything we could to make sure this guy failed.
Yeah.
And now he's in a healthy organization with a good supporting cast, with a great play caller. He's got 1,500 plus yards, 8 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. And get this, Daniel Jones, y'all, has only been sacked 5 times all year long.
Yeah,
they're running the football well. They're protecting the quarterback. This is going to be a difficult, difficult. I don't see the Colts slowing down anytime soon.
But they played Miami, in Vegas, in Tennessee. They squeaked one out against the Broncos, and they lost by one score to the Rams. And yeah, they barely got by the Cards this past weekend.
Yep.
But does that lack of quality of opponent give you at least a little bit of pause? Not about Jones, but just about the team and the Colts in general.
Well, I think it can give you a little bit of pause, but the reality of it is that's the schedule they got the rest of the way. You know what I mean? The difference is the Texans are playing a first-place schedule and the Colts are playing a second- or third-place schedule. And the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing the other one. So the schedule for those teams are going to be easier along the way. It's not going to compare to the Texans' schedule. Now, their schedule specifically, obviously, is going to get more difficult because that's not impressive what you just rattled off. But what's impressive through that run is they're not just sneaking by. Mm-hmm. They're not talking about, well, it was a close game and it was a one-score game. They're going out there. They're like the number 3 scoring defense and number 1 scoring offense in the AFC. So it's like, I mean.
See what it looks like against the Chargers again, who they play this next week.
Sure.
And then they got the Steelers, they got the Chiefs and the Texans back-to-back weeks. And then a head-to-head at Jacksonville. That's 5 pretty tough games over the course of the next 7 weeks.
Well, the beautiful thing for us as Texans fans is we're going to catch them late. And so whatever Nick Caley is, I got to believe by that point he will be that person. You know what I mean? Like we'll know that is him and CJ going to mesh or not. You know, is Nick Caley going to be able to call plays and be good at it or not?
The best version of himself at that point in time, you hope.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I think catching them late and catching them 2 games late in the season, we can swing this thing in a big way. But I think the Indianapolis Colts are for real. All right, the Kansas City Chiefs, they played last night, and I think it is the exact blueprint of what we hope happens with the Houston Texans. They are at a fork in the road right now. Do you get to 500 and come home with a 3-game stretch here, home stretch, where you can get above 500 and really get this thing on track? Or do you slide back to 2-4 and join the cellar dwellers in the AFC? Which direction do you go? The Kansas City Chiefs gave you the blueprint last night. We'll talk about that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.